So I do have an update for you about the newest skincare routine that I've been using because the results just keep getting better and better. Honestly, I was getting to a point where I felt like my face was looking a bit more tired. But now that I've used OneSkin each morning and each night for a few months, I can truly tell the difference. My face feels brighter, more hydrated. I do feel that it's making a difference in terms of visible signs of aging. And no wonder, because OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. Now, this peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells and boosts skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and protect against the elements. And all I have to do to have all of those benefits is cleanse and apply OneSkin's topical face and eye cream morning and night, and it's so easy. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. Go and get this. You can get 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Today is Friday, October 28th. We'll tell you Elon Musk's first major moves as the new owner of Twitter, from his statement on the reason he bought the platform to the executives he just fired. Also, it's not even election day, but about 100 election lawsuits have already been filed. We'll explain why. Plus, what to know about Game 1 of the World Series tonight. Which big automakers are giving up on self-driving cars. Why Taylor Swift had to make an edit to her music video. And how a woman on TikTok is bringing recipes to life in a unique and heartwarming way. Those stories and even more news in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's official now. Elon Musk is in charge of Twitter. Several media outlets are citing sources who say the $44 billion deal was finalized and the takeover finally complete as of late last night. And now Musk is running the company. In fact, he's already made some major changes. He reportedly fired Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal, as well as the chief financial officer and two top lawyers at the company. Ahead of the firings, he tweeted a statement about his direction for the company, saying the reason he bought the platform was that he feels it's important to the future of civilization to have a common digital town square. But he also acknowledged that Twitter can't become a free-for-all hellscape, as he called it, where anything can be said with no consequences. Later, after all the media reports came out, he tweeted, quote, "The bird is freed." Musk is expected to hold a company-wide meeting with employees later today after stopping by unexpectedly on Wednesday carrying a sink, so it sinks in that he's the new owner. While that visit seemed to go well, there's still a lot of uncertainty about what Twitter might look like under his leadership, especially now after he fired some top executives. To be continued. For the first time this year, the U.S. economy grew. Yep, despite recession fears, the gross domestic product, or GDP, grew at an annual rate of 2.6% in the third quarter of this year, reversing a six-month slump. The GDP is a measure of goods and services produced within a country. The growth was small, but it does help relax some concerns about the U.S. going into a full-blown recession right now. Still, some economists say this could just be a blip, especially with inflation so high. The growth in GDP might not be enough to stop the Fed from raising rates yet again. They're meeting next week and are expected to raise interest rates in the hopes of getting inflation under control, and they'll be risking a recession along the way. An ominous warning from Russian President Vladimir Putin. He said this next decade will be the most dangerous for the world since the end of World War II. This is the same man who has hinted at the possibility of using nuclear weapons, as he continues to have some losses on the battlefield in the war he started in Ukraine. However, during that same wide-ranging speech in Russia yesterday, he also said he had no intention of using nuclear weapons. But Putin isn't exactly known for being trustworthy. After all, just days before he invaded Ukraine, he was denying it would happen. Now he claimed the only reason he hinted at using nuclear weapons was in response to the West and their threats, as in Europe and the U.S. An aide to Ukrainian President Zelensky said Putin was accusing the West of what he himself was doing, trying to impose his will. With less than 2 weeks to go until the midterms here in the U.S., both sides are pulling out all the stops in the final hours. Both President Biden and Vice President Harris will be in Philadelphia today for a rare rally together for Senate candidate John Fetterman. Fetterman is a lieutenant governor now, and he's facing TV personality Dr. Mehmet Oz in the race for Senate. Remember, they squared off in that highly anticipated debate earlier this week, and it revealed the struggles Fetterman is still dealing with as he recovers from a stroke he had less than 6 months ago. Some political analysts believe this is the race that could decide if Democrats or Republicans control the Senate. This will be the first time Biden and Harris are at an event together outside of D.C. since January. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump says he'll be heading to Florida to hold a rally for current Senator Marco Rubio. He's facing a tougher-than-expected race against Congresswoman Val Demings. The rally in Miami is expected to be held just 2 days before Election Day. But it was also noteworthy that, as of right now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is also up for re-election, is not expected to attend this rally. A likely reason? Well, polling for the 2024 presidential race has shown Trump and DeSantis as the top two contenders for the Republican nomination. Well, speaking of Election Day, there have been reports of voter intimidation already. In Arizona, the Maricopa County Elections Department said there were two men with guns wearing tactical gear and masks over their faces watching over a ballot box during early voting last week. It's illegal in Arizona to be within 75 feet of a polling place with a weapon. And it's illegal anywhere in the U.S. for someone to try to stop or intimidate voters. At a conference for mayors this week, officials said that extremist groups like the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers were trying to recruit poll watchers to intimidate voters. The Justice Department actually has an entire unit dedicated to threats to election officials. The FBI says it's already gotten an unusually high number of threats in several swing states, including Arizona and Wisconsin. If you do encounter any problems at the polls, you can always call 866-OUR-VOTE for some guidance of what to do next. Separately, there's been lawsuits already filed ahead of the midterms. The AP reports more than 100 lawsuits so far, and more are expected. The co-chair for the Election Official Legal Defense Network says both political parties now plan on legal challenges. Republicans charge fraud. Democrats charge voter suppression. Many of the lawsuits so far are backed by the Republican National Committee, focused on mail-in voting, early voting, how votes are counted, voting machines, voter registration, and more. They're also preparing for lawsuits after Election Day for things like recounts and anything else that might be contested. For now, at least, all that means is that we might not get all the finalized results on Election Day, as things might drag out in court. Stay tuned. More news still ahead, but first, let's take a quick break for our sponsor. When I got pregnant, I went to an OBGYN's office that a friend recommended, and she was good. But then I never actually saw her again. With every new appointment, I was sent to a different doctor in the same office, so it was hard to connect. And then when I had to go back in two different times to get my blood drawn because of two separate mix-ups, I knew I needed to switch doctors, yes, in the middle of my pregnancy. Ultimately, I'm so glad I switched. I had a much better experience with the new doctor. But it made me realize I should have done more research or looked at more options originally to maybe avoid that situation in the first place. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Whether you want to search for a specialist that takes your insurance or read more patient reviews, ZocDoc can help. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Baseball's biggest showdown begins tonight with Game 1 of the World Series. The Houston Astros will take on the Philadelphia Phillies, who earned their first spot in the World Series since 2009. Meanwhile, the Astros, who played in the World Series last year, are hoping to keep their perfect postseason record in the best-of-seven series. The Astros are now on their fourth trip to the World Series in 6 years. Though the last time they won the title in 2017, an illegal sign-stealing scandal tarnished the win. While Vegas has Houston favored to win, the Phillies have been comeback kids during the postseason. They're the first third-place team in baseball history to reach the World Series. Game 1 will be in Houston and starts just after 8 o'clock Eastern time tonight on Fox. Another roadblock on the journey to having fully self-driving cars. Ford is basically pulling the plug on its effort to develop its first self-driving car. The tech startup, backed by both Ford and Volkswagen, is shutting down. Ford and VW teamed up back in 2019 to share control of Argo AI. But this week, Ford announced it's shifting its focus, despite taking a $2.7 billion hit, because fully autonomous cars are, quote, a long way off. VW has also said it's shifting resources when it comes to self-driving technology. The founder of Hobby Lobby says he's decided to give the company away, rather than pass it down to his children and grandchildren. In an op-ed for Fox News, David Green says he credits the success of his company to God, and this is his way of choosing God over wealth. According to Forbes, the founder of the successful craft store chain has a net worth of $14 billion. Green says he's already moved the company's voting stock to a trust, but has not revealed any details beyond that. It's been a big week for Taylor Swift, whose new album Midnights has been shattering records since its release last Friday. But it hasn't been all good feedback for the superstar. The singer's music video for her song Antihero was changed after some complaints about a particular scene. The video features Swift facing off with her inner demon, also played by Taylor. At one point in the video, Swift stands on a scale, which doesn't reveal a number, but rather a close-up of the word fat, as her inner critic shakes her head in disappointment. While many believe Swift was referencing her own personal battle with disordered eating and body image struggles, critics said it came across as fat-phobic. The backlash prompted the release of an updated version of the video, where you can no longer see what actually comes up on the scale. It appears the music video controversy has not had much of an impact on Swift's success, though. Midnights has already become the top-selling album of 2022. Meanwhile, another highly anticipated release is making headlines. We're learning more about Prince Harry's upcoming memoir. The publisher of the book, Penguin Random House, has revealed it will be titled Spare, and it's set to be released on January 10th. While it's confirmed that the book will document Harry's personal memories of Princess Diana's death, it's unclear whether or not the prince will dive into his complicated relationship with his famous family. But it's been described as a tell-all. Proceeds from the book will be donated to several charities chosen by Prince Harry. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. When you need a new hire, it often feels like you have to find them ASAP. So for top talent fast, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Hate waiting? Indeed's U.S. data shows over 80% of Indeed employers find quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job. Plus, Indeed has a suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. So instead of making your candidates jump through hoops, Indeed's virtual interview tool means there's nothing to download. You just click and talk. You can message, schedule, and interview top talent all in one place. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, you have to make every dollar count. That's why when you sponsor a job, you only pay for quality applications from resumes in the database matching your job description. Visit Indeed.com/newsworthy to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. A librarian's unusual hobby has garnered her a major social media following. Rosie Grant finds and tries recipes that have been engraved on tombstones. And according to her, they're to die for. It all started last year when she learned that a recipe for Spritz cookies, a buttery cookie similar to a sugar cookie, was etched on the gravestone of a woman in New York. Grant had recently interned at the Congressional Cemetery in D.C. and made a TikTok account called Ghostly Archive to document her journey. When she posted the Spritz recipe and a video of her bringing the finished product to the woman's grave, hundreds of thousands of people watched. With that, her new hobby of giving graveyard recipes a new life was born. Grant has since found and tried around 11 tombstone recipes from across the country, including fudge, blueberry pie, meatloaf, and even cheese dip. Some of the recipes just list the ingredients, no instructions, so Rosie has to experiment and get some feedback from her followers to get them just right. She says the labor of love is her way of honoring and celebrating the dead. The granddaughter of the woman who had the fudge recipe on her grave said her grandma would have been delighted. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode all about the rise of legal sports betting in America, the pros and cons. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.